Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
Welcome to Wednesday's show, Morning Studio.
Morning!
Got my water here today.
Oh, nice water bottle.
Yeah. Well, I usually bring in the water that's in a little, not plastic, paper.
Yes, the box.
Yeah, the box. We're out of those. And so if I put water in this and I drink it all, then I can at least know how much water I drank.
What is that, a hydro flask?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it costs way too much. Why people send money? Mike has one of these too.
Is that one of those ones that screws off at the bottom, too, so you can clean the bottom?
I don't know.
Well, don't. Well, be careful. Don't do it.
Your water will come out. Imagine. Anyway, I'm here. We're all here. Thank you all. Maybe. I didn't know that.
I mean, it looks like it, because there was one on Shark Tank. A guy brought in a water bottle, because, you know, the bottom of the water bottle is always so hard to clean. And they're like, shh, unscrew the bottom. I was like, genius.
I
like that.
I don't have difficulty cleaning the bottom of these things. I just put in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
And I only really put water in it. I'm not putting pudding in it, so it's not.
Oh, sorry, the Lark, you can't put in the dishwasher, man.
Is that the thing that you leave in here and never clean your water?
Yeah, look at that. I clean it right now. Look. See that green light? It's cleaning.
It's blue.
Did I say morning? But,
yeah.
No.
You, you said morning. We said morning back.
We did?
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Morning.
Morning.
That's not even how it goes. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I have no idea.
We're off because I started.
Yeah, you messed with the formula, man.
Yeah, I know. Let's get started here. His son's practice schedule can get extreme because he's got four of them, so he's no longer coaching his son's team. Here is Eddie.
Yeah. Okay, so I was on TikTok the other day, and I found a life hack that'll change your world. Not your mind, I was going to say your mind. Change your world.
Okay?
If you're dealing with fruit flies in your kitchen, boil some water and put that down the drain because that kills fruit flies. Apparently, the fruit flies live in your drain, and they lay their eggs in your drain, so that boiled water will kill all that. And this comes from a plumber on TikTok.
Hmm.
I didn't know that. That's good to know.
Here's another thing, though. Make sure you have, like, good pipes and that you have a metal sink. Because if it's, like, a porcelain sink, the hot water might crack it.
Well, then you're putting too much on us here.
Well, I'm just saying. Make sure it's a metal sink.
I don't know what my sink is. Mine might be made of rubber. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I've had some major fruit fly problems. And I feel like I pour boiling water down, like, if I made pasta and I pour it down there. Nothing's happening.
No, but you're cooking the uncooked pasta in the drain. You got to make sure there's no pasta down there.
Just clean boiled water.
Clean boiled water in.
All right. I got some light thingy that I plugged in. It seems to be working, but I still want another week with it to find out.
You know what I do now is when I go into a hotel, I flush the toilet immediately. Not because of poo-poo pee-pee, but because they're like, hey, there are bugs that are sometimes in those toilets, and you should flush it immediately for the bugs that are living around so they don't get in your room.
Mm.
Wow.
Which I thought was crazy.
You've also been burned, though, by...
With poo-poo pee-pee. Yeah.
Poo-poo pee-pee in the toilet.
Yeah, we got a hotel in Virginia Beach, and we walked in. There was an energy can and poo-poo pee-pee in the toilet. Yeah. All right, moving on. He thinks he should have a company credit card after 20 years, but he'd probably use it to buy himself food and beers. Here's Lunchbox.
I think there was some mix-up with St. Jude and my hotel room when
Oh, no. We're getting back to this?
Yeah, when we went to Memphis this past weekend because they were, hey, come to Memphis. We're going to put you up in this nice hotel. And the hotel was super nice. And, I mean, I was living the high life. Oh, you want room service, kids? Come on. You guys have never had room service. Let's order room service. You want milk and cookies? Order it to the room. No problem. Only problem is St. Jude didn't pay for it. They made me pay for it. At the end of the, when I went to check
for,
out.
For like, what? The room service?
Room service.
The incidentals?
Milk and cookies, like...
Yeah, that's extra.
That's called incidentals.
Yeah, yeah, but I didn't know I was paying for it, so I was living the life. She's just like, yeah, might as well just charge it to the room. Order room service. We'll take that. My wife wanted a bottle of wine. Hey, order it to the room. And then St. Jude didn't pay for it.
Obviously.
Why would they? They paid for your room for an extra night.
I understand, but that's why I thought everything was on them. So I think it was...
Did they tell you that? Everything's on us.
They said
unlimited room service.
They didn't really say it. They said, come to Memphis and we're going to take care of you. And so I thought that meant all-inclusive trip.
Scuba, did they say, come to Memphis, we're going to take care of you?
Yes, that's no, that's not what their thing said. It even broke everything down about what they are taking care of. And then nowhere is there about food to your room and a bottle of wine for your wife.
or even bringing your wife.
Exactly, yes. They provided lunches and dinners to us in the banquet hall that you were...
Yeah, but like they didn't have room for my kids and wife, and...
I heard you took your kids to one of the events.
He did, yes.
I did take them to the breakfast.
And the breakfast on the way out, they were all sitting there. They're the only family that was at this goodbye breakfast.
Like, everyone every day is there. Any, like, new stuff about what he did there?
No, it was the last breakfast was supposed to be, like, we weren't going to go to it, but then the fire alarm went off, and so we were awake. We're like, man, no one's going to be in there right now. Let's go get the breakfast. So I took the family.
But everyone was in there, though.
And then everybody was in there eating breakfast. And my kids were hiding under the tables, and, I mean, they were hiding behind the curtains. They were eating the eggs, eating the toast, sausage. I mean, they were loving it. But the main point of this is St. Jude kind of pulled a rope-a-dope on me.
They never said they were paying for your...
They never did.
Room service. Yeah, so...
So what are you going to do?
I was going to see if I could get the person's email so I could send them the bill and be like, hey.
No.
Milk and cookies.
All right.
No, because the kids wanted milk and cookies, so they got them ordered up to the room.
And your wife wanted a bottle of wine.
Yeah, she wanted some wine.
Thank you. I have nothing to do with this. Scuba, you want to handle it?
I think we've already handled it. There's nothing to do.
I'll
just tweet them.
All right, moving on. Her daughter has been late to class, so she'll have to walk her just like her mom did in the past. Oh. Here's Amy, everybody.
I said, I have how many hugs we need, you know, feel good each day, at least for maintenance, feeling good. Because hugs, they increase our feelings of safety, belonging.
Depends who's hugging me.
Oxytocin is released. It strengthens our immune system. So for survival, we need 4 hugs a day. That's really good. Then 12 hugs a day.
But what if we don't get 4? Do we die?
Yeah, you said survival.
Is this like speed? Yeah. If the bus goes below 60, you die?
And you said oxy. I heard that's not very good.
Oxytocin, your body creates that. It's not something you take. Then 12 hugs a day for growth. So what does that mean for maintenance? You need about 8 hugs a day. Which, how many do you think you get?
Zero.
Zero? Your
you have
wife
four
or
kids?
Yeah. No, Bobby, how many hugs do you get?
Caitlin.
Does your wife hug you?
Yeah, 2.
Okay, so you're surviving.
I hug Stanley. I pick him up and hug him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that...
That does count.
Hugging your dog counts.
Mm-hmm. But they have, like,
but
paws.
But it's not
really
someone
hugging.
Someone has to hug you. If everybody here on the show gives you a hug every day,
you'll be
good.
Oh, my God, that would be miserable. I would not come to work.
Come on,
Bones, I'd
come
only
on.
Work from home.
Bring it in.
And I love you guys, kind of, but still, I'd work from home. Ugh.
It is interesting how some people like hugs and some people
don't.
I don't
mind hugs. It depends who's hugging me.
What do you mean? Like, if I hugged you, you'd be cool with it?
Absolutely.
But every day...
I don't want it every day for a reason. I want a hug because I deserve it.
How about we start the show with a hug?
Yeah.
Every day.
Like right now, we stand in the line and walk by and give you a hug.
Yep. Nope. I want to vomit. All right. Ray?
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's rocking the turtleneck shirt. It looks like it may hurt. Bobby Bones.
I've been told by Amy it's a mock turtleneck.
It's half.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if it's mine or my wife's. I'll be honest with you. Because I put it on and I was like, well, it's either oversized for her or a little tight for me.
Interesting.
I don't remember buying it, but hey, it is what it is. I'm wearing it today. It's a little cold outside. Can't believe it. Last night, I was going to tell you guys, I bought a pack of Rolos. I love Rolos. I think they're the most underrated candy, period. Love Rolos in a bag, unwrapped. They now make unwrapped Rolos in a bag.
Pretty cool.
So you don't have to unwrap every single Rolo. They should do that with Hershey Kisses.
They probably...
I've never seen Hershey Kisses unwrapped.
The mini ones, maybe?
I don't want minis. I want full. So I want to shout out to the makers of Rolo.
Okay.
because I ordered a bag of Rolos unwrapped. I was getting some actually like some stuff from Walgreens, and I just they put that thing up like you may also like, and I do, and so I clicked it, and then got some Hershey Kisses, and they were all individually wrapped. Rolos thumbs up, Hershey Kisses thumbs down. We need to unwrap them. So there you go. Rolos top five of my candies of all time.
Wow. Oof. Top five.
The difficulty is unwrapping them even from the package. They get the little foil everywhere.
God, they wouldn't even make my top 10. 15.
I wouldn't even think about them, dude.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, they're not even on the radar.
Rolos are awesome. You guys are haters. You guys are haters. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I just want to start off by saying that I would never, under any normal circumstances, tell a mom their baby is anything but adorable. However, my friend texted me and asked if she thinks her baby's cute. I don't want to lie to her. Her baby is not a cute baby. Am I horrible for even thinking that? I'm sure she'll be gorgeous when she gets older, but she's barely 10 days old. She still looks like an alien. She's sweet as can be, but my honest opinion, she's sort of an ugly baby. What do I do? Because I don't want to lie. Help me. Don't judge me. Signed, honest friend. This is easy. Lie.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Just be like...
Babies are ugly, man.
Yeah, they are.
Looks are relative.
Don't say that.
That's not the answer.
You can use words like...
Cute.
Looks amazing. No, because that would be an absolute about her look. Cute. Cute's cute. Like somebody looks cute. But you could be like, she's amazing. Oh. What does that even mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
it's amazing she was born. The process of birth, fertility. Jesus, God.
That's a good word.
Yeah, she is amazing. She looks heavenly.
But the friend's obviously asking because she might think her baby looks a little...
No.
Yeah, but I don't think in any circumstance you say your baby's ugly.
Why under any circumstance you text your friend and ask them if you think your baby's cute?
That is weird, too.
Not
that
our problem.
That question.
We didn't know her. We know her, kind of.
Through the mailbag.
You don't say she's ugly, and I know you don't want to lie, then you just have to dodge it. Play dodgeball with it. She's amazing. Wow. And you put her, and you can do this, and you put her in such cute clothes.
I like her.
Oh, yeah.
No, not I like her. I mean, you're going to get this person defriended. No lies. If you don't want to lie, I would just lie. But no lies if you don't want to lie. Just bounce around.
You should be like, you should put her in audition for Gerber, baby.
No. Okay, you can do that. No, you can do that, though. That's one you could do.
Why?
Because
she literally could.
She could. She ain't going to win.
Anybody can.
It's not a lie, technically.
Not a lie. Okay.
Yeah.
See? Now we're working.
All right.
All right, thank you. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I'm going to play this voicemail.
Hello, studio. Y'all have been talking a lot about if Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are legit. I actually know a person who was on tour with Taylor Swift, and they are actually dating. So, anyways, I hope that clears up anything that anyone's questioning. Thanks. Love your show.
What if we just accepted any voicemail as the answer to all things?
Gotta believe her.
Well, I guess that's it. Moving on. We have our head Swifty in here, Lauren. Lauren, what's the deal? What's up with Taylor and Travis Kelce?
They're the real deal. They're in it. I think it's Endgame.
Endgame?
Like they're going to get married? That'd be odd. Because I think I like Travis Kelce fine, but I don't feel like they match.
I feel like they match perfectly. Like, they're both so successful in their own right. They're so good-looking together. I think they're perfect.
No, personality-wise.
Yeah, they're not. Oh, no.
Like, and look at all the other guys that she's been with. They're all, like, creative, artsy.
Well, maybe that's why it's never worked out with any of them in the past, because it just wasn't maybe her type. Now she needs, like, this jock.
I like everyone involved. I just don't feel like this is Endgame.
Opposites do attract, though.
They don't really. They really don't. That's a lie.
Because they're major offices.
Mm-hmm. So, do you like Travis Kelce?
I do like Travis
Kelce. Did you like him before?
I did, yeah. I always thought he had a great personality, pretty good looking guy. But I didn't know too much about him.
What's up with that mustache?
It's not my favorite, but it's not awful. I mean, did you see the lipstick in it? When they're walking together?
See, that's just too much. Okay, see?
Lipstick on
that's
the
stash. That's what I'm saying. They would never do that. It's all set up.
I don't know.
Like, my dad had a mustache. I never saw lipstick on his mustache from my mom.
But she wears, like, bright red lipstick, so...
And also, wouldn't they be like, hey, get this off your mustache? It just seems, and you can be honest with us here, doesn't it seem a little forced?
it does seem it's very public, and it does seem like they're both really liking the attention.
Uncharacteristic of what she usually does?
Yes, yeah, with her last relationship that she was in for like 6 years, and that was pretty private. But I just don't see like the gain that she truly gets from it, because...
Can I throw a few things out there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Number one, her movie's crushing, and any publicity is publicity.
No, agreed. Movie was crushing before this, though.
Not.
She was doing NFL games. It hasn't even been sold. The movie just opened, right?
No, yeah, but even before the rumors even started,
it was going to crush anyway. It was going to do great. It was going to do great. But I feel like everything enhanced it. I feel like her being in an NFL commercial, like that, was kind of a weird thing.
What?
She was in like an NFL like deal.
Promoting the movie.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Well, the NFL came out and they said that her team and her didn't ask her to do that. They did that on their own.
Promoted the movie?
Yeah, on their own. They straight up came out and said that.
The NFL.
Probably because she made them.
Yeah.
You say this, you say I did.
Or else.
What about the jet theory where she flies private a whole lot?
I heard that theory.
And she went to a Jets game. So if you Googled Taylor Swift jet, it wouldn't come up how bad her flying is for the environment, which I don't give a crap. You fly all you want. I don't care. But what about that theory?
I mean, I don't think she's going to a Jets game just to get that out of the headlines because, like, of her whole jet drama. Because you can't really expect her to fly private. She can't go anywhere without it being, like, a frenzy. So,
Articles come up, like, if you do Google that, because I did, and articles come up about her being at the Jets game first. But then if you go to images, it's just her jet, like, a picture of her jet. So it didn't...
That's cool.
It's not like it was
but no one really clicks on images. It's more about news stories. Also, what about...
Oh.
Travis Kelce goes to the concert and tries to meet her, and he can't even get backstage, and all of a sudden they're the hottest item in America because he said, yeah, I tried to meet her, and boom, now they're in love. It's like...
Well, it wasn't that fast.
Yeah,
it was.
It took a couple... No, it took like 2 or 3 months, yeah, but he had a friendship bracelet and a dream, and he believed he could, and he did.
That's what I'm saying.
I like it.
Like, he has people that he would have been able to get backstage if he... in reality.
Not, I mean...
To Taylor?
I don't know. If they don't want you back there.
Yeah.
And then, but then all of a sudden she's interested now?
Because she saw the story. She saw that he was interested, and she was like, yeah, actually, he's cute. Like, why not? I'll give it a chance.
So in your mind, there's no chance because it's been wildly beneficial to both of them.
I would say mostly him.
But also her. No, to her too. You can be super famous and still take the publicity because it keeps you from not being...
Right,
relevant.
But if you were to have to measure who got elevated more by this, it's him.
Elevated, I would say him, but she is the one who created it.
Right.
So, I think it was brilliant by both of them.
Or what if they're just feel like in love?
I know, maybe they are, but I feel like he's just like, okay, I'll do that, Taylor.
Yeah.
I'll go catch touchdown.
Yeah.
Now which is not fair to say. It's just a single mustache and the muscles. And the football, and all the things I'm jealous of, so I do that because I'm jealous.
I saw some video of him dancing somewhere, like at a...
Terrible.
In a rodeo setting. Mm-hmm. Terrible? I thought it was funny. I was like, oh,
he's a terrible dancer.
I think he's got a good personality.
Oh, I feel like
he's
funny. Cute.
Yeah, I think I do too. I do think Travis Kelce's probably a fun guy.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel if it's real or not, though, because it's just so forced.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I just think it's real because she's going on her international tour in a couple months, like next year. So, like, why do her fans in... you know, Asia, Europe, like, they care that she's dating this American football player. Like, it's not going to help her sell out over there, you know? Like,
well,
she's already done
out.
All the American
she doesn't need to help selling
stadiums
out.
Here.
Yeah, I hear you. You're probably right.
No.
You think it's real?
Even if it's not real, like, how can you not have fun just watching them? It's like, it's a rom-com come to life,
gross.
You know?
They're force-feeding it down our throats.
I don't hate it. I just always am a little weary of any relationship in public that comes out of nowhere is... smash on you. It's everywhere. It's in commercials. It's because I just feel like it was brilliantly put together. Mm-hmm. And maybe they just revealed it brilliantly and they've been dating for a lot longer. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Did you see, Lauren, did you see the Travis's mom come out and say, like, you know, that's the first time she'd ever met her in that suite?
Yeah, I did see that. And she seemed like awkward about talking about it.
She said, I can't really talk about that
stuff.
I know. I'm sure. But this girl on the voicemail was like, I know someone who's on tour. I know people who are on Taylor's team. I mean, I know.
Have you asked them?
No, because it's not my business. I'll just do this and speculate.
Yeah, it's fun.
But I know people that are very close on Taylor's team. And so, but I don't go, hey, what's up with that? Because if it were something they were doing legitimately, they'd be like, you're an idiot. And if it were something they were doing that wasn't legitimate, they'd be like, hey, you're an idiot. It's legitimate. They would just tell me that anyway.
Yeah.
And we'll never know if it's fake. Like, even if it ends next week, they're never going to come out and be like, it was PR, got you guys.
They may one day.
One day, like years and years, but like not anytime soon.
Do you think Taylor Swift will marry Travis Kelce?
Yes, I do.
Endgame.
That is a PR stunt right there. They get married and have kids and then die together. Now they committed to that PR stunt.
And then
stunt.
They say, just kidding, we got you.
I hope it's real. I'm going to go 60-40 real.
Oh, okay.
60-40 real, but 60-40 fun fling.
What is it going to take to convince you that it's 100% real?
She's pregnant. Then I'll believe it.
Even then.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, then you got to find out if it's his.
Wait, what?
Well, because if it's not, then it wasn't real.
If it comes out speaking British, you know it ain't. It's that Joe Allen.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I'll just a gut feeling I have.
Okay. All right. There.
Yeah. Just a gut feeling. Okay. Thank you to our head Swifty, Lauren. There she is. I'd like to bring her here.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
All right, this is cool. For about a year now, Hillary Bateman, who's the owner of Little House of Flowers in San Diego, California, started leaving these beautiful bouquets outside of her shop every Sunday afternoon. And there's a note that says, take me. And she also put all her social stuff on there. So if someone does take it and they use it in some sort of a way, they tag her and she gets to see it. And it's just something that she started doing in remembrance of her dad, who loved to share flowers and kindness with others. And I just thought it would be so cool if, like, you're walking by and you're like, oh, flowers, I happen to need those.
I feel like it was a trick. I love it, but I feel like it's some sort of camera show.
But it literally says, take me.
I hear you. I feel like somebody else put that sign on there then. So when I take it, I don't know. I don't trust anything.
I know,
like that.
But I'm just picturing someone that, like, really wants to show someone else that they love them. They love flowers. If they can't afford a bouquet of flowers,
so
they get that moment
good.
Where they get to.
Sounds too good to be true. I wouldn't trust it.
Yeah. Well, she said this is her simple way to spread joy, and it brings her such satisfaction.
That I like.
Yeah, I'd be there every Sunday.
Of course.
First up, distillery every Sunday. And sell it.
Yeah.
And sell it back. All right. Thank you, Amy. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva, because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design, and because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words, Magic Write will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. Magic Write is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Amy, so this letter was dropped off in your lap on an airplane?
Yeah, so you were asleep, but we...
Oh, we were both on the same flight.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So it was like you, Caitlin, me, and I was the aisle seat, and I didn't even see the person. They walked by so fast, like they were going to the bathroom or whatever, and just dropped a note in my lap and then opened it up and...
Here it is.
Here we are.
To the Bobby Bones team, my son, 8 and 12 years old, is adopted from the island of Granada. He is a big fan of the show. He has an inoperable brain tumor. Doing well, though. His make-a-wish was to meet you and be on your show, but we talked him out of it because he couldn't communicate clearly at the time. I'm wondering if you could find a way to say hi to him. Could you sign this note or a selfie at the back of the plane? I didn't even know this. I was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Something simple and inconspicuous, or you can say, bug off. Grateful for what you do and represent. Sincerely, Ribble Family. Well, we'd like to say bug off. So, all right, let's go to the next
song.
Give
me the option.
No, just kidding. They're actually here today.
Yep.
And so the Ribble Family is here. We're going to bring them in the studio and talk to them for a second. Come on in. So, Amy, which one do you think dropped the note?
The dad.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Amy said, hey, I got this note. Which, by the way, Dad, you are Jared.
I'm Jared.
Hi, Jared.
No.
I guess I was asleep. Was I passed out on the plane?
I think you were asleep.
Yeah.
And just for the record,
babe,
I let my wife see the note ahead of time.
It's not creepy at all. No, it's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Because, you're dropping
it
to...
I was like, what did you do with it? And he said, I just sat it between the two girls. And I was like, they're going to think you're hitting on...
Oh, I honestly...
You thought ready. That? You thought that? Yes,
no,
you did.
You didn't know.
So you thought he was hitting on you?
No, I didn't. We didn't know Daddy. For sure who had even dropped it off. But we were like, what's going to be in here? Is it someone... You hear about those stories of someone being like, hey, here's my number. Call me.
Right.
Well, sure. And I get that, which is why I addressed it the Bobby Bones team.
You did. That's funny.
Right?
Yeah. Well, it's good. I'm glad you guys are here. Aiden, I like your glasses, buddy.
Thanks.
They're just like mine.
Yeah.
Those are super cool. How long have you been wearing those?
No idea.
No idea? I don't either. Same thing. COVID made me forget all amounts of years. So what's going on with you guys as a family? So you adopted how long ago?
It's been 8 years now.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you like it? You like your mom and dad? Are they pretty cool or no?
I don't know.
Sometimes? I think that's everybody.
Yeah, my kids would say the same
At 12 years
thing.
Old. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So tell me about where he's from.
He's from the island of Grenada, so he's a Caribbean baby. And
12.
He's 12.
He's 12 now. Yeah, not a baby anymore.
He's not
for
a
sure.
baby.
Yep.
I say he's always my baby, but he doesn't love that now that he's 12. Yeah, so we adopted him when he was 4. He came home to Nashville then, and we have since had 3 more boys and a 4th one in the spring. Another, so we'll have 5 total boys.
On the way?
On the way. Okay,
you grabbed your stomach. I never know if that means like she's absolutely. Having gas right then or if she's
no.
pregnant and I'm not
No, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll have 5 boys. He's not thrilled about a 5th boy. He said he's moving out. So if anybody has space.
I have space for you.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah, I got a basketball court too. I got PlayStation 5, whatever
we'll
you need.
We'll never see him again.
Yeah.
So
I'm super glad that you could come up here and hang out. What do you think about the room, Aiden?
It's big.
Is it bigger than you thought?
Yes.
Had you ever seen what we look like?
Yeah, on Dancing on the Stars.
Oh, yeah, you saw that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Aiden, that you saw that. Did you?
What was your favorite dance that he did?
The MC Hammer.
I was about to say that was my favorite, too. Mm-hmm. I jumped off the table. Like, the MC Hammer was awesome. MC Hammer actually tweeted me after that and was like, I don't know what I just saw, but I think it was good. So,
amazing.
So what do you like in school, Aiden? Do you have any favorite subjects?
Dismissal.
Is that funny. A subject now? That's when you just go home?
Yes.
Yeah.
I get it.
I think that's their favorite part of this show, too.
Yeah, when we leave.
Lunchbox Eddie. Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Their favorite part's dismissal as well. Yeah. So do you go to Benton Hall Academy?
Yes.
Is that your school?
Yes.
You like them?
Yes.
What's their mascot there?
Thunderhawks.
Thunderhawks.
What's a Thunderhawk?
I have no idea either. I know what a hawk is. I know what thunder is.
His teacher is wanting a shout out because she's a big fan of the show. So she's so excited.
You want to shout her out, Aiden?
Can you say hey to your teacher?
Hey.
What's her name?
Hey, Miss Glick.
Hey, Miss Glick.
Hey, yeah. What's her name, Glick?
Miss Glick.
Miss Glick. Hey, from us too.
Yeah. Hey, 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 shout out.
How's Aiden? Good? How's health?
Aiden's doing well. He's stable with all the medical things he's going through. In our last MRI report, it was very, very minute, but the tumor was shrinking. It's the first time that we've seen that happen. So we're not out of the woods, but it's trending in a positive direction. So
that's awesome.
We're really thankful.
Well, I'm thankful that you guys dropped off the note too. And I'm thankful Amy didn't think you were hitting on her because we never got it. We didn't, you know.
Ow.
And yeah, exactly. And why didn't you drop it off? It would have been safer for you to drop it off.
It would have. He was in the aisle. So that's probably
got
why.
It.
And you said that you showed it to me. But you told me after the fact what you said.
I do that too, or I lie to my wife. Yeah, it's fine.
Or like you get up to go.
Or it's like
you get up to go give it to them.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
I do that stuff all the time too. I'm like, I know I did this. She goes, no. This is how you did it. You did it 2 days after as well. And I'm like, oh.
I say that to him. And he's like, but I thought, I'm pretty sure I thought I said this.
I do the same thing.
Okay. Did I not? No. I showed you the actual note.
After you got up. And I was like, what
you people
are
you doing?
And you're like,
yeah.
Let us know, Aiden. I'm going to give them this note. I was like, what does this say?
Your handwriting's pretty good, though.
Yeah, decent.
Yeah.
Not bad for a plane.
Yeah, for a dude. Yeah. So what do you do?
A professional presenter. I do that in the trades and construction industry.
What do you mean?
That's a fair question.
Yeah,
so I go around the country and I give presentations to help bolster the trades. So getting kids and getting folks interested in the trades, construction industry, et cetera.
Got it.
So inspirational speaking, that sort of thing.
About construction?
Yeah, but trying to get people to understand the value, the importance.
Yeah.
People don't grow up and say, I want to be a roofer.
Right.
You know, but I guarantee we are all grateful for roofers when it's raining.
Some people today.
Things of that nature.
And like roofers can make some really good money too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's cool. I never really knew the value of someone who drove a big rig until I went and had to actually learn about it myself and get a CDL and see how much we depend on people driving those trucks across the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, same thing. Nobody goes fifth grade. I want to be, but it's like, and you can make so much. You have a good life too.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And you are?
I'm an author and a television producer.
I feel like faith is kind of what brought you guys here and with Aiden and with what you're doing generally. I mean, it feels like that from just talking to you guys. Is that true?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I think our faith is definitely the foundation of what started to build our family. And we see definitely the trace of that in our life when we look at, because we lost several adoptions before Aiden, and had any of those worked out, he wouldn't have come home. Mm-hmm. And when he did, and then we were able to kind of chase down what he needed medically, we discovered that all the top doctors for what he needed are here in Nashville. So he was always meant to make it here.
My sister.
What you said?
Yeah, he says my sister. He's talking about one of the adoptions that we lost. So he's just now like learning the story of her and how she, you know, didn't get to come home. And so he's kind of like working through that too. Especially since he doesn't have any sisters, and he's not going to have sisters now.
Sounds like it's all boys all the time, Aiden. All boys.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Aiden, it's really good to meet you, buddy. I'm glad that we got to come up and hang out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you I would like to give Aiden something. I don't know. Would he give him a big Sonic cup?
No,
you
know, he could take that.
What do you want? What can we give you, Aiden?
Sonic cup.
That thing won't fit in your car. It's huge. That one's like 5 foot tall. Something for you.
It's starting to get cooler outside. Do you wear beanies in the winter? Okay, we have
beanies.
Pimp and Joy beanies and stuff.
We're going to set you up.
Yeah.
You're going to be good to go. Well, thank you guys for coming in. I hope this was as fun as you thought it might be.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Aiden, did you have fun?
Yes.
The whole point was to hang out with you for a few minutes. And I hope you keep trending in the right direction. Your glasses, don't let anybody tell you they're not cool, because that means mine aren't cool. Okay? And you let me know if anyone says that.
Okay.
All right, buddy. All right, there they are, the Ribble family, Crystal, Jared, and Aiden.
Okay, so what happened?
I got to ask you guys a question. What would you do in this situation? Okay. Because on Sunday, I was watching football, and I'm like, you know what? I got to have wings. So I got online. I ordered my wings from a place to go pick them up. I go inside the restaurant, and I'm waiting for my wings because there's a line. There's like two people there. And I see, it's one of those where you can kind of see the kitchen behind the counter. And I'm looking back there and I see the guy putting wings in the fryer and he's waiting for the wings to come out and he scratches his armpit.
No.
Okay. No. And then the wings are ready. He gets them out of the basket, starts putting seasoning on the wings, tosses them.
With the same hands?
Same hands. Didn't wash his hands at all. Oh. Bare hands.
No.
Ruh-roh.
I can't.
You see this. What would you do?
Not eat there.
Did you already pay for it?
No.
Like online?
No, I ordered online. I'll pay there.
Listen, that's probably happening. I just don't want to see it.
I know.
And the minute I see it, I can't unsee it. So then I just need to go somewhere else.
I'll probably leave.
Where it might be happening too, but I haven't seen it.
Okay. You would leave, Bones?
Yeah.
Would,
if I haven't paid yet, I'm probably going to leave.
Would you tell anyone?
No. Who do you tell? So
can you cancel?
Do you want to play Guess What Eddie Did?
Yeah, come on.
Okay, give us some options here. Guess what Eddie did. Go ahead.
Okay, did I call the manager and say, hey, I saw this, got to do something about it?
Okay.
B, did I pay for it and say, just take it home and eat it anyway?
Just give it to the kids, never tell them why you're not eating it.
Yeah, that's right. Or C, do I just leave, not say a word?
I think I would probably leave unless I'd already paid for it. And then even then, I'm going to get it. If I paid for it, probably give it to like a homeless guy or something. He doesn't deserve to have armpit, but it's better than going to waste, you know?
Yeah. He doesn't know either.
I'm probably just going to leave. I'm going to say Eddie just paid for it and took him home. Yeah. I think he loves wings and wanted to watch the game. You?
Same thing. I think his family didn't see it, so no harm there. He took him home.
He ate the wings, man. Like, a little armpit grease ain't going to kill him.
Armpit grease?
Mm-hmm. So...
Because I know he's not going to call them. I mean, I could see Eddie being the manager guy. He's a helicopter parent, so he could helicopter restaurant customer, but he just ate the wings.
Eddie, what'd you do?
Got my credit card out, paid for him, and I took him home. And I ate him. Dude, I needed my wings. It was one of those things, though, as every time I took a bite, I gagged a little bit. Just thinking about it, like, oh my goodness, this is so disgusting.
What celebrity did he look like?
We don't have to play that game.
Why?
We don't have to play that game.
What do you mean?
Don't worry about it.
Well, that's the game.
Lunchbox?
Okay. What did you learn from this experience?
Don't look back there.
That's what it is. Don't look. Just don't look.
You know what? Just go in, put your head down, pay for the wings, and get
that's
out.
That's it. That's exactly what we learned. They're doing that crap anyway.
It was disgusting, man.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Here are your number ones. The number one pop song is SZA, Snooze. But the truth, I look better under you, I can't lose. Number one rock song, Blink-182, One More Time. Do I have to die to hear you miss me? Do I have to die to hear? I don't mind that.
No, it's nice. Doesn't sound like them, really.
It's like senior citizen.
You're getting older, man.
Blink. Yeah, I like it. I hadn't heard that. I saw their album cover. Like, this is not her album cover, right? You like that. All right, top three country songs. Number three, Jason Aldean, Try That in a Small Town. We'll try that in a small town. Number two, Morgan Wallen, Think About Me. When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? And number one, second week at number one, Watermelon Moonshine, Lainey Wilson. Drinking watermelon moonshine. Those are your big songs.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Rescue M&Ms are going to be a thing on Halloween Day, which means they're going to have this whole crew of people ready to go, and you just go click that you need to replenish your candy stock, and they'll show up at your house within an hour.
Those little M&M guys?
Hey, I'm Bob.
Yeah.
It's called M&M's Halloween Rescue Squad, and it starts at 3 p.m. on October 31st.
Does it cost money?
It has to.
Because if not, I'm just going to be like, I'm out. Yeah. I didn't buy any to begin with because I love M&Ms.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, it's not even dark out and enough kids have been to your house where you start to run out of candy and you're like, okay, I need to call in the rescue squad.
Ranking of best M&Ms, I'm going to go still, number one is still the Norms.
Oh.
I still like the milk chocolate Norms,
Wow.
Number two is peanut, but they have moved up the list a bit for me. As I get older, I do like the peanut M&Ms a little more.
The best.
That's
Norms, then peanut. I don't see the caramel ones hardly ever anymore, and those were awesome. The caramel ones were awesome.
I did not like those. I think they're not around because nobody else no one liked them either.
Precisely. And then the other one was like the crunchy ones. They had like, it wasn't Kit Kat, but something like that.
Pretzel.
That's what it was, pretzel. Those were awesome.
Yeah.
Those are really good.
I hate peanut butter, so I can't do the peanut butter ones.
Those are good.
Do you like those?
Yeah, but my number one is peanut. Norms are at the bottom.
Why? It's milk chocolate. You can't go wrong with milk chocolate.
I don't know. It's not my favorite.
There's this one grocery store that we go to near our house. All they have is dark chocolate. I hate dark chocolate.
Just in chocolate, dark chocolate in general?
Yeah. Any of the sweets they have, all dark chocolate. It's supposed to be healthy. I hate dark chocolate, man. It's disgusting. All right, what else?
Okay, so we need to password protect our kids, and it's not just online. An expert was talking on TikTok about how we really do need to have code words with our kids or maybe even our spouses.
I have a code word with my wife.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
In case someone ever tries to impersonate me or someone impersonates her, we have a code word that only we know. It's like Houdini when he died. He was like, a lot of people, if I ever die, are going to say they're talking to me beyond the grave, but this is my code word, he told his wife. And then all these psychics were like, I'm talking to Houdini. And she's like, what's code word? And they're like, oatmeal. Nope, that ain't it. Mm. No one ever got the code word right.
So what's your code word?
Yeah.
I can't say it.
If I said it now, then it wouldn't be a code anymore.
You can always change it. Like,
but I wouldn't, then we wouldn't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just appreciated, the reminder, because you hear this all the time, like, make a code word with your kids. But really, the truth is, I feel like if someone pulled up to my kid's school and said, hey, your mom couldn't make it, she told me to pick you up, my son would be like, okay, you know? And I really need him to be like, well, what's the code word? So I'm going to be doing this.
I really do think that's important, especially if someone's trying to impersonate you. Or there's a clone of me running around, and she can't tell the difference on who is who.
Caitlin?
Yeah.
She won't be able to tell?
Interesting.
Not if it's a good clone. If you got it on a clearance, I don't know. Maybe a sucky clone, but a good clone, you can't tell. And so we're like, no, it's me. Trust me. And then she's only got one bullet in the gun.
Oh.
And she's got to kill one of us.
Oh, no.
And then she's like, is it you? And I'm like, it's me. It's not me. And then she points it at me, and then I'm like, I say the code word. And then she shoots the other one.
Yeah. Smart.
I think about that.
Yeah. Rolling Stone asked Lainey Wilson what she thinks about all the new country fans who have jumped on the bandwagon recently. And her reply was, welcome to the party. Where you been? There so you she's go. Like, bring it on. All what the new streamers.
I don't know.
Like, take on the fans. Yeah, it's awesome.
I'll take every fan.
Exactly.
It's not really a bandwagon if you just like something new.
Exactly. Right. I think that there's just like some.
It's a bandwagon if you jump on a team that's winning for the first time in a long time. But if you just like something new, that's okay. That's called growing.
Right. Yeah. I think there's just some artists that have definitely brought some new people in, which is cool.
All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A woman is driving her SUV right outside of Louisville, Kentucky, and she's going over a railroad track when, the car dies.
That's crazy that a car will die right on a railroad track.
I mean, what are the odds?
Just in movies. I've only ever seen cars stall over railroad tracks.
The only problem is she has her kids inside, and all of a sudden,
she does.
All of a sudden you hear, choo-choo!
She's probably trying to get one to heart surgery or something, too, right?
Yeah, I don't know. And it's like a train! And they can't get the car off the track. Luckily, people were all around. Innocent bystanders jump out of their vehicles, get out. One, two, three. And they push the car off the tracks.
And then you got to be smart enough to go throw it in neutral. And then you got to be watching the train. I don't know. That a car would stall over a train track. That to me is bizarre. Did you turn it off when you're on the train track? Why would they ever put a place where you stop on top of a train track?
I don't know.
Innocent bystanders. You mean Good Samaritans?
Then why didn't the little gate thingies come down?
Innocent bystanders would be like people that were affected. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, there's a lot to this story. But
innocent bystanders are someone that were not involved, but they got hurt or something.
Yeah,
like by gunfire.
Sure.
Like if there's a gun battle and then the innocent bystander So Good Samaritan is what I meant.
Nice. Everybody's safe though.
Everybody's good. The car's off the track. Train kept going.
They made it to the hospital.
Reminds me of Stand By Me when you yelled that train.
Yeah, that's where I got that.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I don't know if they really yelled train.
I know you didn't know that, but I just know it. All right, thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.